if you, she's got like wind in her face. Like she just blinks when he's close to her. You know, like she doesn't really, know how to take him yet. But he loves her. He just wants to like, you know, love her and pounce on her. But he's so big, you know, that he's all these bounds he's taken, right? And he's just, you know, he means well, but he's gonna knock her over, you know. And so we have to wait, you know, slowly. And but like she'll stand at the gate, mm-hmm. and Tony will come up to the gate, you know, and he'll lick her hands, and you know, she'll think it's like funny, and she'll say da, you know.
That's great.
So it's but it is true. It's like I do feel guilty when you bring the kid into the equation. The dog does.
That's just you know? Inevitable.
So when when I'm overserved, what I'll usually do is I'll, you know, lay down with Tony and cry with him, you know, and say I'm so sorry for everything I've ever done. You know, he's a great dog though.
I appreciate that, John.
Labradoodle. He's a labradoodle.
He's a doodle. I'm anti-doodle.
Yeah, I know you are, but he is the best dog I've ever had.
Thank you, John.
Can I just keep talking about
my little stupid little show? Be nice to come on. You tweet that column out. I'll retweet it.
I'm going to.
People can read it over at the Daily Memphis.
Who's coming up next?
A lot of great stuff
on this stupid little show.
We typically have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and so I think we'll do that. And now Fishman's texting me asking me if we want him on.
No, Fish, what we talk about, man. I told Fishman that his time is valuable.
And he shouldn't just be throwing it around. Don't give yourself away. Is that what you're saying?
I told him
don't
yesterday.
Don't give it away.
I told him yesterday the right move was to completely stonewall you. If you ask, stonewall completely. You are not going to bump me off my slot.
Well, the weird thing is that's how you treat me on your show all the time. It's called Calkins on Demand is the way you talk about it.
Well, is it Fishman on Demand or is it Fishman
like,
on Friday on Tuesday?
I'm like your booty call.
Well,
your stupid little show. Get out of here. Harrington coming up next. Then I don't know. We may do Fishman. We'll see. This is football season. It is underway. And right now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's right. Free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. That's for $10, for $900, whatever it is, up to $1,000. If you win, you win. If you don't win, the money's back in your account to bet. Again, kind of amazing. All you got to do is download the app, use promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Chris Harrington next. Jeff Calkins Show, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
To Crick with BetQL. You want to beat the books? New England and Green Bay are two of the NFL's elite franchises, and when they play, it's must-see TV. But here's a tip on how to bet this weekend's game. 5 of the last 6 times these teams have played, the total has gone under. Add that to the fact that all 3 of Green Bay and 2 of the 3 games that the Patriots have played have gone under this year. That 40-point total looks like it might be just too many. I'm Trista Crick, helping you beat the book.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit 1 reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Are you ready to get back out? Ready to live life again? It's time, and the Shot Nurse can give you a boost. Our Lipo B12 formula can help you keep up with the crowd, increase your energy, improve your mood, sleep better, and even reduce allergies. No appointment necessary and no waiting. Drop in one of our 3 convenient locations. We'll get you in and out in about 5 minutes. The Lipo B12 shot at the Shot Nurse. Boost yourself back into enjoying life at the fullest.
Solutions you need with the personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
Get ready for Luke Bryan. Live. Raised Up Right Tour. October 6th, Landers Center. Luke Bryan with special guests Riley Green, Mitchell Tenpenny, and DJ Rock. Tickets are on sale now. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Luke Bryan, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Memphis is full of big city dealers just treating you like another number. Why buy from someone who doesn't remember your name after the sale? My name is Justin Nguyen. I'm the general manager of Red River Ford Toyota, and we are here to serve you. We are located in Nguyen, Arkansas. That's just a 45-minute drive across the river. If you don't want to make that drive, don't worry about it. Sit back and relax on the couch while we deliver your vehicle to you. Give us a call at 870-238-7770 or visit us our website at redriver4toyota.com.
You've never knowingly feed your dog sawdust, but it's one of the most common fillers found in dog food today. Even the ones labeled healthy can contain powdered cellulose, otherwise known as wood pulp.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food, premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
This is my dog, Cleo. She's a 10-year-old chihuahua. Before we started Dr. Marty's food, she was really not spunky, a lot of digestion problems, joint pain.
Nature's Blend is made in North America and is pantry safe.
Now she acts like a little puppy. She's running around.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat is ready with Power Days deals on Covington Pike. It's time to make all your wishes come true, so come by. Pick out your ride and Gossett will get it ordered just for you. At Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, you'll get exactly what you want and at the price you want. No hassle, no extra charges, no market adjustments. You will not pay more than MSRP at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Plus, you can take your pick from 22 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 or 22 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x2. Now $519 a month. Get it while the getting's great at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett on the Pike or shop online gossettmotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
175 months at 4.5% APR, 3500 down Cherokee, ND5-22552, MSRP 38785, Ram, NS17135, MSRP 39745. Includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax, final, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122, dealer stock only.
Hey, Becky, what about this beat for your next song?
It's cool, but I'm into faster stuff lately, like Xfinity that gives me beyond gig speeds.
Got it. What about this then?
It sounds powerful, just like Xfinity. Because its supersonic Wi-Fi has 3x the bandwidth, you can connect hundreds of devices at once.
That's what I call power.
Unbeatable internet from Xfinity. Made to do anything so you can do anything.
Get the Xfinity supersonic bundle with unlimited gig speed internet, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free 4K streaming box, all for $50 a month with a 2-year internet rate guarantee and no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/gig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. New gigabit extra internet customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Requires compatible gateway.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo. Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed?
Can you tell me?
Just grinned and shook my hand, and that was all it said.
Back in the Jeff Cawkins Show, let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Cawkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
All right, back on the Jeff Cawkins Show, let's go to Chris Harrington. We did that already. This is Chris Harrington. Chris Harrington, what are we listening to?
That's The Wait, the band classic, mixing it up with the Aretha Franklin version. Sort of fits the theme of my preseason Grizzlies columns this year about the enormous weight Ja Morant had to carry, especially come playoff time. and how the path forward, maybe sharing it a little bit more.
So I confess, well, so I wasn't here to talk to you yesterday about Media Day, and I've been obviously focused on other things. So some of this may be going over what you went over with Jeffrey yesterday, but then I do want to talk about your column. Let's talk about, though, first the Jaron Jackson stuff. Obviously, I guess if there was a theme to Media Day, it would be when was Jaron going to return and who is going to replace him? As you, I think, told us, basically, they said the timetable's the same, and yet they're sort of winking about how, you know, it might be on the right side of that timetable. If Jeffrey set the over-under at Thanksgiving, does that seem like the right over-under when he might be returning?
I mean, that's what I tweeted from Media Day, that I would move the over-under. My previously stated over-under from Christmas, I would move it to Thanksgiving. So, yes, that's where I would set the over-under now. I'd probably take the under. I mean, we're still, like, guessing around, reading tea leaves, but I think I'd probably take the under.
So the other thing, and what really struck me was, I thought the way they talked about who was going to step in for him, like it literally echoed what you had said, almost in the way they said it 3 weeks earlier or a month earlier on this show, which was Santi seems like the first option. And then literally in the same breath, as if they were one person, they would say Jake LaRavia, David Roddy. Because that's what you said. That's exactly as you said it. Maybe one of those two rookies. That's a separate category. Santi's one. One of the two rookies is two. And then not much really talk about Brandon Clark. It was, and then we could play small with Dylan. Is that sort of how you see it? I mean, is that what struck you about the way they talked about it, other than it was exactly the way you talked about it 2 weeks earlier?
Well, I mean, I think starting Brandon Clark is not next man up. I think starting Brandon Clark is breaking case of emergency. I don't think they're going to start small ball. I mean, I know there are multiple smart people out there who I think a lot of who sort of feel like maybe they will. I don't. But I feel like both of those options are if this other thing doesn't work. And I've always felt like the other thing is, let's hope, you know, Aldama, LaRavia, Roddy in that order of likelihood. You know, I don't put much stock in Roddy being a starter, but in some order of likelihood, you know, can hold it down for a little bit. And the other part of this, we don't have to go deep in this right now, because it's probably going to be the subject of the next column I write later this week. But there's so much focus on who's going to start in place of Jaron for 2 or 3 weeks. But, like, there's a whole front court role that's, like, up for grabs for the whole season, which is replacing Kyle Anderson's role even after Jaron's back. And so, you know, there's a short-term question about who starts, but there's a long-term question about who's in the rotation and who's not in terms of the front court guys.
Aldama's an interesting case because at the time they drafted him, I would say surprising. That was not a name who anyone had thought the Grizzlies might draft. He then comes in and in that first summer league looks awful, honestly. And you're wondering if this is the first swing and a miss. I don't know the first swing and a miss. This is a swing and a miss.
Yeah, I mean, these two, Zach Kleiman's great, man, but we got to stop acting like he never makes mistakes. Like Justice Winslow, Marcus Guterich, Jonte Porter. You know,
no, I meant draft picks. I meant draft picks swing and a miss. He very clearly, Justice Winslow was a swing and a miss by. I don't blame him for taking the swing. It was a swing and a miss. But in terms of draft picks, this was the first swing and a miss. And first round swing and a miss, certainly. And yet, they obviously believe in him. What do we think of him as a – what is the ceiling and the possibilities for Aldama this year and going forward? What do you see in him?
Well, it's hard. I think the shots need to fall. I think that's important for him. He is more – of a face-up big than a stretch big at this point. He's a little bit more like young Pau Gasol, and I don't mean that in a qualitative sense. I mean that in a stylistic sense. He's a long guy who's comfortable facing up and like attacking off the dribble. He has not been a guy who's made a lot of long-distance shots. Certainly he did not last season. They started to go in more for him in summer league. I think this is true of a lot of players, not every player, but a lot of players, and he is one of them, that like whether those outside shots fall or not may go a long way towards determining whether, you know, he's a real player or not. I think one of the things about him short term, why I sort of have favored him as likely, at least in that Jaren role, is it's not just a question of like individual competition, like who's better. It's also a question of how pieces fit together. And, you know, when somebody tried to ask Steven Adams about, like, you know, what do they need, you know, to play next to you as a big, and, like, before he dismissed the question, which he did pretty quickly, he did mention, like, you know, rim protection. Well, I don't think Santi Aldama gives you a lot of that, but I don't think Jake LaRavia, David Rada give you any of that. And so, like, you know, the approximate Jaren thing is, you know, are you long enough to give some kind of defensive presence at the rim on, on defense, because Steven Adams doesn't as much. And then offensively, can you play out on the perimeter a little bit? Because you can't just be stuck in the paint. And I think Aldama sort of, you know, can give you a rough approximation skill-wise just from some of that Jaren stuff. But I think he needs to be a good offensive player. I think there's a real cap on what he's going to be defensively as a rebounder. But he's already good at running the floor. He's comfortable facing up and attacking off the dribble. So he needs to start making some outside shots. And if he does that, you know, he could be an interesting player.
It's so fun. I like the media day goes on so long that by the end I feel beaten down almost by the volume of material. Like you kind of want to write it as it unfolds, and by the end I'm like, I eat too much. Is sort of how I feel like when whatever. But I will say that among the things that struck me, I think David Roddy, if he's good, is going to be really fun to talk to over the years. Not in like a hilarious way, although he does seem funny. But he just seems like he's comfortable and thoughtful. And with so many of these players, one of the themes that we have is none of these guys are Adwater stars. You know, like he talked about patience and how the situation that he's in right now is not unlike the situation he was in college, where he went in and he didn't get any minutes and he grew and whatever else. And so he's sort of like an ad, you know, you develop a guy whose whole career has been about developing. So is Aldama, so is John Conchar, but I think Roddy is going to be great to talk to in a way that honestly Jake LaRavia maybe not at this point. Like it's sort of you get these impressions, and then Steven Adams just bats stupid questions out of the air. It's fantastic. He has no patience for it.
That's not even that the questions are stupid, but it's right. just that. I mean, it's sort of like this like dual performance, this weird dual performance thing. And I just think he said that he's too smart for it.
No.
That he is just can't get into the he just doesn't have the inclination to get into the frame of let's perform or whatever.
Right. I think I kind of admire. Yeah, he said about of course his is his own performance. He just has made a lot and jokes about six pack abs and there you have it. In terms of some of the other stuff from Media Day, because I didn't get to talk to you yesterday. You do get the sense that, obviously, the other thing was the contract stuff. Brandon Clark, it felt like, from the way that he responded, that they will get that deal done. And Dylan Brooks, it felt like, from the way he responded, and honestly, the reality, the financial reality, that they will not, right? At least this summer.
Yeah, on the Brooks thing, I just think that the calculations are pretty clear all around. Like, I don't think they were clear 3 or 4 months ago.
Right.
But I think once the new cap projections sort of filter into the matrix, then I think it all became pretty clear.
Remind people what the limits are.
Just wanted to, the most they can offer him is 4 years and $61 million, which is like, you know, not that much more than per year than Tyus Jones is getting to be the backup point guard, and Dylan Brooks is a starting wing. And so unless he just wanted to play it ultra, ultra safe, because, I mean, $61 million is nothing to sneeze at if you have some kind of injury or whatever. But unless he wanted to play it ultra, ultra safe, I think it's safe to presume that if he has a decent season, he can have the same season he's had the last 2 years. If he just has a decent season, he'll get more than that next summer on the market. So the smart bet is for him is not to take that. We don't know that the Grizzlies have offered that. My assumption is that they would. I don't know why they wouldn't, but it's just not. It just doesn't work out. So he'll be a free agent next summer, more than likely. The Brandon Clark thing I felt was more of a coin flip. And if we're all sort of reading the sort of near miss statement the same way, I think we're all reading it the same way. If we're reading it correctly, it certainly sounds like they may be on the verge of something.
And what would that deal possibly look like?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think, you know, what I have suggested, what I've written about it, what I've sort of just suggested as a potential, like, you know, what's big enough for him to take but small enough for the Grizzlies to give, like what's that sweet spot? I thought of it as a 12 to 13 million kind of thing, which is sort of the Tyus Jones money. Actually, I guess Tyus got a little bit more than that, but like 12 to 13 million over 3 to 4 years, and so on a 4-year deal, I said something like 48 to 54. I could see it being a 3-year deal, so like a 3-year, you know, 36, 39. I'm just guessing, but right. I think somewhere in that area, like low level starter, high level reserve kind of money.
All right, onward to your column. Whenever it went up yesterday, today it's up at the Daily Memphian. I have retweeted it. And it's about how can Ja do more this year, or what can Ja do this year? And the answer is less. Explain.
Well, it's a little complicated, and I sort of worked through it. The Grizzlies last season, so Ja Morant had a usage rate. These numbers are a little bit different depending on where you look them up, but I'm using cleaning the glass, which filters out the garbage time stuff. Ja Morant's usage rate, which is a stat that tells you what percentage of a possession of the team's possessions a player uses when they play, like mm-hmm. they use by taking a shot, meaning a turnover, whatever ends a possession, right?
Yep.
Was 36, which was fourth in the league behind, not necessarily in this order, but Luka, Trey, and Joel Embiid. And I went and looked sort of historically, like how do players do ultimately when they have that level of usage? And the last 10 years, among teams that made the finals, so 20 teams that made the finals, the only player who got to the finals with that level of usage was LeBron James. And then I look back over, going back to 2004, which is as far back as the site stats go, and looked at every small guard who had that level of usage. And it's not like the guys who are winning titles for the most part. It's the Russell Westbrooks and Allen Iversons and Derrick Roses, which are the players Ja's been compared to. And I think last season, His scoring exploded in a way that he had a season that sort of was along the lines of those players. And, like, that's a pretty great place to be. Like, those players all won MVPs. Those players all made at least one NBA Finals or one conference finals, not NBA Finals, which are two things Ja Morant's never done. But I think Morant's talents are such that the best version of him is actually better than those guys. And I think the best version of him and the best version of him in the service of his career and the Grizzlies' success is not going to look like that. And so sort of my conclusion is, you know, not only does he have to find better balance between his own scoring and playmaking, but the Grizzlies have to build a team that doesn't depend on the small guard to do that much. You know, if you look in the playoffs, when he went out, in the regular season, the Grizzlies were like technically better without Ja Morant, just from a pure points scored, points given up standpoint, right, because their defense was so much better and their offense did not decline as much as their defense improved. That was not true in the playoffs. In the playoffs, the defense still got better when he didn't play, but the offense fell apart. And you could see that late against Golden State, where they're just struggling to get shots. And people are mad at Dylan Brooks as he's like flinging up shots, but they got nowhere else to get them. And I think they built the style that they played, A, it puts too much weight on Morant, given his size, and B, makes them too susceptible in the playoffs to relying too much on one player, which is easier to scheme by other teams. And so this is kind of a complicated thing, and it's not like I was trying to find something to write about Ja that was both interesting and relevant and true, and not just rah-rah, Ja Morant's awesome, which he is. So I was trying to find something to say that hasn't already been said. And I think this is true, but it may not be like, you know, what people most want to hear. But I do think this is at core one of the more interesting sort of fundamental questions about the Grizzlies as they evolve over the next couple of years.
Do you know, did his usage rate go way up? Was it ascending last year? Was it different in the playoffs than the regular season?
What's your question from year to year or from regular season to playoffs?
Both.
Year
both
to year,
of those.
Yes. Year to year, yes. I mean, I did the list below, you know, on the column of every player who's used more than a third of a team's possessions. And Ja Morant's only on that list once, and that was this season. It's just a trait.
Right.
His previous 2 years was below the 33 1/3 kind of thing. So his usage, one of the interesting things about his season that like didn't get remarked upon very much is the weird thing is that his usage exploded. His assists went down. His assists actually went down while his usage exploded. It was all points. He just scored. He was such an explosive scorer. He just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And it was spectacular to watch. But I think this is not just about him. Ultimately, they need a team that can go other places. Now, this is about Desmond Bain getting better and Jaren Jackson getting better and maybe some other changes around him. In terms of regular season and the playoffs, actually, it was about the same.
You've made this point before. Last year was not a big Joggles year. You know, we used to talk about Ja and the Joggles, and his wizardry with the basketball, distributing the basketball, was as prevalent as his the way that he got to the rim. And it just anecdotally certainly felt like that changed last year. And now these numbers.
Well, to me, what's so amazing about Ja is he can be, as he was last season, he has the Iverson, Westbrook, Derrick Rose. I know Westbrook puts up huge assist numbers, but that's different. Rose and Iverson didn't, by the way. I mean, their assist numbers were never that big. But he has that, you cannot control me as I'm going to the rim, that set of dynamism. But to me, the thing that's great about Ja is he pairs that with the vision and those some of the pure point guard abilities of like your Chris Paul and Jason Kidd types. And I think, to me, this is a testament to Ja Morant that I think the best version of him could blend those two types of player in a way that we really haven't seen much.
But it is interesting because there's two parts of this, as you point out. One is the Grizzlies building the right team, and we can talk about that in a second. But then it's also Ja's sensibility, and you do wonder how much Ja enjoyed all the acclaim that came with him scoring a billion points a game. Like when he talked about, you know, what did he remember from last year? It was San Antonio. Like it was, right. Some of it is also his sensibility and deciding this is what he wants to do. Which will be an interesting thing to see how he, you know, how he processes that, right?
It is the most extremely rarefied luxury problem you can have with a basketball player. Very few players can be great. Even fewer could be great in different ways. And Ja Morant can actually choose what kind of great player he wants to be. And how he negotiates that choice going forward, I think, is going to be a fascinating thing to watch.
All right, but then does it make it harder? Because they can say all they want that, listen, we prioritize shooting. And it may be true. Like, I don't know the answer to this. Like, you've pointed out that so much of their offensive effectiveness last year came from steals and, you know, it came
transition.
From the transition
stuff. Zach Lyman talked about this.
He talked about it, right. And that I don't know if it doesn't translate to the playoffs, but Kyle is gone. DeAnthony Melton is gone. Like they said, that we need more shooting and less transition. Yep. And yet their answer for the shooting is Jake LaRavia. I mean, it's not just right. Jake LaRavia, but like that doesn't seem like much an answer when he won't shoot.
To me, the ultimate answer here is not going to come from switching out DeAnthony Melton and Kyle Anderson for John Conchar and Jake LaRavia or Santi Aldama or whatever.
Right.
It's ultimately that's sort of trimming around the edges. I'm not saying that those trims are wrong. We'll find out, or that, you know, whatever. They're not worth doing. But I think the real answers are going to come from, does Desmond Bane have another step? Can Jaren Jackson, more than anything, get back to being a good offensive player? You know, what's the ceiling on Zaire Williams as an offensive player? And is there another move to come at some point in the next year, 2, 3 years that sort of addresses, you know, this need for more offensive creation? But I think, honestly, Kleiman's done a lot of stuff, and I'm not saying, like, he got this from my writing, but it felt deja vu-ish. I want to say, like, thanks, Zach. Thanks for reading. He was talking about, you know, the Melton, Kyle Anderson stuff, like hurting your transition offense, which I had written about, which I think is sort of counterintuitive, because Kyle Anderson's slow, but it's true, and I think internally they sort of recognize that. But what he was saying about, you know, better shooting and better half-court offense in the playoffs, like all of that rhymes, and I'd already written this column, like 95% of it before Media Day, but what Kleiman was saying about sort of focusing on half-court offense as you get into the playoffs was sort of very much tied to sort of what this column I wrote is about.
And in that vein, if the answers are – like, I have quite some confidence that Desmond Bane can be even better and will continue to be a meaningful shooter, and I have great confidence there. I think the Zaire Williams thing is going to be really interesting to see the next step he takes. I do think it hurts, and, I mean, you and I both have mentioned it, and Jaren kind of batted it out of the air when I asked him about it.
Right.
But he had some things to fix offensively this summer. And because he's focused on his injury, he just couldn't. Like, I do think that's a meaningful setback, don't you?
I do. I think it's the kind of thing that from the outside is hard to really judge and reckon with. But, I mean, certainly I have no reason not to have that assumption that, you know, I mean, the last time we'd seen Jaron before Monday was sitting at the same podium, a little bit different arrangement in the room, but sitting at the same podium with a big thick packet in front of him that's like, here's my packet of here's my to-do list this summer. And in that packet that Taylor Jenkins gave him, which Taylor Jenkins said was the thickest packet any player got, rehabbing a fractured foot was not in that packet.
Right.
And so there's lots of stuff in that packet, and that wasn't it. And so, yes, I share your concern.
Well, and then Dylan Brooks talked about it from the flip side. He last year couldn't be doing that,
right. The
stuff. He had to be focusing on his health. And this year there's a lot of attention to how much Dylan, who, by the way, talked about efficiency endlessly, three times he mentioned efficiency, I think, which was good to hear. You know, maybe some of the offensive help will also come from a more efficient Dylan Brooks. We got to get you out of here. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read his piece on Ja at the Daily Memphian. We have adjusting the schedule here because we've realized we had to bump Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, yesterday, and there's no other place to put him today because of his schedule on this week. So we're going to Fish on a special edition. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, we will do that next, and he will tell us what happened when that rocket ship was set up in the air to hit the meteor, to knock it off trajectory to save the world. This was a drill, but we may need it sometime. He will tell us what happened. That and more. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, next. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Memphis, the SEC.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's SEC station and Grizzly station. Saturday, it's Alabama taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pregame at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 2:30 on 92.9 FM and 680 AM. Later, it's the first preseason game for the Memphis Grizzlies as they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip at 7 o'clock, live with Eric Hasseltine on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Desmond Bain, Ja Morant, the players, the team. The grind lives on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 0 security deposit, Seltos P738, 6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709, 8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
At Kroger, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice or at the dog park or wherever. Start your cart with the Kroger app and save from wherever today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Right now, select varieties of Post cereal are on sale. Only $1.99 each with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
MGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The Settlement Specialist, LLC, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone that spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time between August 1st, 1953 and December 31st, 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. That's right, studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base affected by injury to seek the justice they deserve. Billions of dollars have been set aside by the government to compensate victims. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune during this time and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation, even if you were denied a disability claim in the past. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-305-1562. That's 800-305-1562. 800-305-1562.
The corn maze is back, and it's better than ever.
Haunted hayride.
Check.
Corn cannon.
Roger that.
Jumping pillow.
Yabo.
Large groups accepted. Field trips, birthday parties, you name it, we got it. Visit MidSouthMaze.com.
At the AgriCenter.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit, Seltos P738-6423, MSRP25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP27955. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax final and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer's
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's Zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
The Jeff Calkins Show.
The IARP's decision on the University of Memphis. It is a rout, ladies and gentlemen.
If you are the University of Memphis, you can go ahead and pop champagne today.
Champagne all around, ladies and gentlemen! Hey, can we call up that Tyler Harris? Do we still have the pop Tyler Harris sounder? I think it's appropriate.
KJZ, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, Gary Parrish. All the names, all the games. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the ServiceMaster by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C., author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing, and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand, joins me now. It is a special edition of Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. How are you, Fishman?
You've moved this segment around as much as the Hurricane Center has moved the track of Ian. You've left a trail of disappointed listeners to my radio show.
I know.
In the wake of your...
It is disappointing. Where's Ian going to hit? What's happening with Ian? And how come we can't accurately... All these people bail out of Tampa now, and now they're wondering, why did we leave?
Well, that's two different questions. Right now, this hurricane is literally 10 miles off the coast of Florida. It's off the coast at Port Charlotte. There's a bay there, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Port Charlotte, Sanibel, and Captiva. It is the eye wall. The eye is about to come on shore, and if you look at the satellite photo, which I tweeted a few minutes ago from the National Weather Service, Ian already covers the entire state. It's whirling with 155 mile an hour winds. 155 mile an hour winds sustained. That's not the gusts. That's the steady blast. Think about putting your hand out the window of a car at 70 or 80 miles an hour and doubling that. And the force, because it's math, goes up by a factor of 4 as you go up. So 155 mile an hour winds, just the wind, is enough to snap trees and snap power lines, power poles. This is going to be devastating. And it's coming ashore near high tide. High tide is 11:30, so high tide was 10 minutes ago. What happens is there's a huge storm surge. As a hurricane comes on shore, it pushes a wall of water in front of it from the winds, and a little bit, literally, a hurricane is a low pressure zone, so the ocean rises up. They're talking about 12 to 16 feet of water coming on shore. So boats left in a marina with pilings that are 12 or 15 feet tall, the whole marina is going to come up off the posts and wash ashore. My wife and I visited Sanibel for a week in May. Sanibel Island's average, height above sea level is whatever, a foot and a half. So a 12-foot storm surge will literally put everything on that barrier island underwater. 12 feet is, the height of, well above the height of a doorway. In fact, they evacuated the barrier island, including Sanibel's, just a famous one. And they announced yesterday at 4 o'clock that they were evacuating the staff of the water utility at Sanibel Island, turning off the main pumps, leaving an auxiliary diesel pump running, and the official city website said low pressure water service will continue until either the water in the tank is exhausted or the diesel fuel is exhausted. And I tweeted, when when your community evacuates the water utility staff, you should be on the road just ahead of them.
Right.
It's going to be
a disaster.
This is not going to be a 48-hour event. This is going to be a month-long event.
Where were you? You, of course, are a Floridian originally. What were you? When did Andrew? That's the one, the whopper that hit South Florida, right? When was that? Were you there?
Hurricane Andrew, in fact, hit right where I live. Hurricane Andrew was 1992, so we were 9 years. 9 years out, I was in Raleigh. My parents, and Hurricane Andrew wiped out for miles in Miami, in Dade County. Every house or every other house had its roof ripped off. Not a block here or there, not a dozen houses. I remember being in Miami not long after, and there were places where road signs were hung over the road, on wires over the road, so you could see them as you approached the road. And those metal road signs were bent by the wind into U-shapes over and over and over again. And there was nothing that made it clear how strong the wind was than imagining wind bending a metal sign. So my parents famously stayed in the house. I think my little brother was there, Andrew. And they had to hold the front door in by putting their shoulders to it. And my father knew that if Hurricane Andrew blew in the front door, then everything was lost. The whole house would have been ripped to shreds. Once the integrity of the building is breached in a window or a doorway or the edge of a roof, then the wind can get in and do tremendous destruction.
This is bad that it's going to hit the Barrier Islands. It's bad that it's this giant storm. Is it good that it's not hitting Tampa? What's going to happen to Tampa and Orlando and the major metropolitan areas? Although, honestly, all of Florida, it feels like now, it's grown so much, is a major metro, is significantly populated.
I mean, I wouldn't use the word good. It's going to hit Sarasota really, really hard. Sarasota is a community of, I don't know, stand by. Sarasota is probably a community of 200,000. I'm wrong. Sarasota is a community of 60,000. But that's a whole sort of tourist fast developing area south of Tampa. And it's quite possible it's going to be just leveled. You know, the last time a Category 5 storm, so this is a Category 4 storm, 155-mile-an-hour winds, what is described as devastating damage in the description. Category 5 is 157 miles an hour. So this is as strong as hurricanes get. And then it's going to – often when storms hit land, they start to move quickly. This storm is going to weaken in terms of winds, but move very slowly. It's expected to dump between 12 and 20 inches of rain on all kinds of parts, you know, from Sarasota, Tampa on the coast, all the way across Orlando to Jacksonville and Cape Kennedy to the south. And I was talking to a friend who's a reporter based in Orlando, just as an example. He said, when Central Florida loses power, the pumps that move wastewater, that move sewage, lose their power. Some of them are on backup generators. Most of them are not. So the water utility in Orlando tells people, if you lose electricity at your house, stop flushing your toilet. Don't take a shower. Don't use the sink unless you have to, because if you've lost power, the sewage pump lift station in your neighborhood has also probably lost power, and you're just flushing the sewage into a pipe, which will fill up. And that's astonishing, because if the power's out for 4 days, then people are going to have a tough time not flushing their toilets. So this, and, you know, those are all low-lying areas. There's going to be saltwater flooding on the coast. Michael, the last Category 5 in the panhandle, literally scoured homes right down to the concrete foundation pad. But inland, 15 inches of rain in Orlando, that's just going to overwhelm the ability of both the ground and the stormwater systems. People are going to be sitting in water. It's going
to
be bad.
I do want to get to the other story. You can't send a rocket to disrupt a hurricane on its way to land, but we may be able to send a rocket to knock a meteor off of its course before we are all destroyed. This was tested on Monday. What happened?
It was a wild success. This was incredible. This DART mission, it was called the DART mission, launched last November. It was a test. We were aiming at a little asteroid called Dimorphos. Dimorphos is, and its companion Didymos, they orbit each other. No threat. That's the whole point. It was no threat to Earth. The question is, if we hit this little asteroid about the size of a football stadium, what would happen? Could we knock it off course? Could we change its course? And because of the incredible technology, we were actually able to watch the DART spacecraft one image a second as it slammed into the surface of Dimorphos. It was just incredible in real time, live. Then, it's sort of a brilliant design maneuver, right alongside this spaceship was a tiny little drone spaceship that it had carried all the way to Dimorphos with it. And in the last day, it released this tiny little companion, really the size of a shoebox, that photographed the collision. And it took a few hours to get those photos back of what it looked like when our spaceship slammed into this asteroid 6 million miles away. And those photos are extraordinary. It blew a whole bunch of debris. The sunlight caught this incredible crescent-shaped debris cloud as big as the, as wide as the little asteroid itself, 500 miles, and sort of photographed it dissipating. And that same cloud was visible from Earth, and literally a dozen big telescopes were trained on this. Now, the fact that it, first of all, hitting this was extraordinary. The DART spacecraft, the impactor, was going 14,000 miles an hour. And I think we talked about this. It was going 4 miles a minute, and the asteroid it was hitting was only 1/10 of a mile wide. So if the spacecraft was off by 1/40 of a second, it would not have slammed into it. So brilliant navigation. And now we've got these spectacular pictures, but these spaceships radioed back all kinds of data. And so we knew what the orbit of Dimorphos was around Didymos, and now they're going to record the orbit now. And the question is, did we change it? Did we shove it off course at all? And really, they were only hoping that the spacecraft only weighed 1,200 pounds. An asteroid that's 500 feet across is going to weigh millions of tons. But could we nudge it even 1%? Because if you see a huge asteroid that could destroy life on Earth 3 years in advance, if you can shove that asteroid 1% off course or 0.5% off course, it will miss Earth by millions of miles. But you got to be able to do it. So this was,
and
this
we
was
and the so the answer is we don't know. We know we can hit it, but we don't know, yet if it
works. That's the first step, right? You were very critical in the wake.
No, I just I'm a results guy. Let me ask you this,
though. Now you got to do the math.
Explain to me how all this relates to the Jewish New Year.
Our rabbi gave a sermon for Rosh Hashanah, just incredibly cheerful, high-spirited sermon about DART. And he said, look, DART is trying, this is brilliant ingenuity, to move a huge heavenly body just a little bit in an effort to teach us to save ourselves. He said, that's exactly what Rosh Hashanah is. It's about changing, thinking about your own behavior and reflecting on how you've behaved in the year past and trying to make some small changes to treat both yourself and the people in your life a little better, a little reflection.
If you can change only 1%, it can...
If you can change 1%,
yeah.
It can change a lot in how you relate to people, starting with a smile. I would say, I'm not a prayers guy, but prayers up for Florida. Most people are injured after the storm passes. Most people are injured after the storm passes. The danger doesn't pass with the storm.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it. It's Charles Fishman on Twitter, at C Fishman, for more insights and wisdom like that. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next. Mark Giannotto is going to join Jason and John. He's at the trying to get a registration for his car, so that should be fun. David Cobb joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff joins GP at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, buddy. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. For now, work's done.
Don't miss the fun of the Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center, September 22nd through October 2nd. The rides, the food, the shows, the music. Get your tickets now. Visit MidSouthFair.com. That's MidSouthFair.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with River Ridge Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we now have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at River Ridge Medical uses gentle pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We have 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University, showing our technology treats the root cause problem of erectile dysfunction. No pills and no side effects, just more blood flow in the bedroom. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED and regain your love life, grab your phone and call us now. You'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free. And to the first 10 callers now, you'll get a gift that can produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $650 value, free to callers right now. 901-672-2000. That's 901-672-2000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause. Call River Ridge Medical Clinic now to qualify. 901-672-2000.
Start NFL Week 4 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, you'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Joe Mixon on the over on rushing yards, Tyreek Hill to score a touchdown. Build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith if you don't already have an account. If you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner, sports betting partner of the NFL and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. 3 legs minimum, $1 bet required. Refund issues, non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Big Memphis. Lock in your Grizzlies tickets for the upcoming season with season tickets or a 10-game pack. Best seats, best prices, biggest games, including opening night, the Lakers, Warriors, and more. Get your tickets now by calling 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com.
Hey, Becky, what about this beat for your next song?
It's cool, but I'm into faster stuff lately, like Xfinity that gives me beyond gig speeds.
Got it. What about this, then?
It sounds powerful, just like Xfinity. Because its supersonic Wi-Fi has 3 times the bandwidth, you can connect hundreds of devices at once.
That's what I call power.
Unbeatable internet from Xfinity. Made to do anything so you can do anything.
Get the Xfinity Supersonic Bundle with unlimited gig speed internet, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free 4K streaming box, all for $50 a month with a 2-year internet rate guarantee and no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/gig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. New gigabit extra internet customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Requires compatible gateway.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The settlement specialist, LLC, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone that spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time between August 1st, 1953 and December 31st, 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. That's right, studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base affected by injury to seek the justice they deserve. Billions of dollars have been set aside by the government to compensate victims. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune during this time and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation, even if you were denied a disability claim in the past. Call 800-305-1562 now to see if you qualify. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-305-1562. That's 800-305-1562. 800-305-1562.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get